Lord, I'm just believing that many people are going to get a deliverance in a mighty way, that you begin working in their lives, line upon line, starting in January, Lord. And I just thank you that for many people tonight, Lord, there's going to come a complete victory from the things that held them bound. Father, we thank you that we're going to do exactly what you want done tonight. Lord, we just right now come against every spirit of the enemy that would try to hinder what you want done and stop you from having your way. And Father, I thank you that we don't have to be religious. We just have to be sold out and in love with you. And then religion loses all its power. But Father, tonight you're going to have vessels that we hope, Lord, that are just free enough for you to flow through any way you want. And Father, we're believing that you're going to move in this place tonight and set people free from a reprobate thinking and everything reprobate in their lives. And Lord, I thank you that there's going to come a great victory for those who've been seeing things over the last few months that didn't line up with who you are, who you've caused us to be. And Lord, that we're going to get free from those lies and those strongholds and those strong men. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen and amen. There's been a lot of people this week, especially, it's almost comical. I can tell when I'm just so preaching what I'm supposed to be preaching, because I've been seeing these little kids and people everywhere. For those who don't know, where you get really damaged by the enemy, you get stuck there. And that's where you see temper tantrums and, greed and all these things. And what happens when the Holy Spirit, and I believe with all my heart, before the apostolic move can come to the church, there will be a move of the Spirit to set people free from every work of the enemy. And the hard part is, if you've done a really good job at feeling okay about yourself, then you don't want to go here. The people who know how lousy their lives were, the people who know the wickedness in their lives, and they get free enough to get free from the shame, then they embrace an opportunity to be free. But the people who spent their whole life building up a good bag of stuff to hide behind, they have a really hard time with realizing how wicked they are. And before Christ comes into your heart and begins to change you, you are wicked. And we're going to look at that tonight. There's just no two ways around it. And if you choose to take the good tree, then you'll get along better in society. You might even look like a successful person, but hell still is hot. As those who choose to eat of the fruit from the evil side of the tree, that end up in prison, and that all the people who eat from the good side get to judge and say they'd never do that. And constantly spend their lives comparing themselves to people who they don't think are as successful as they are. And what God wants to do is set us all free to find our success in Him and to be complete in Christ. Anyway, God really put on my heart, we're going to really deal with this reprobate. We're going to go right down the list tonight. And for those who haven't come before, there's three minds that the Bible talks about. There's the mind of Christ. And you cannot have the mind of Christ until you get born again. When you get born again, you actually have the Holy Spirit come and live in your heart. That's what makes you born again. That's what makes you saved. Whatever terminology you want to use, it's God's Spirit connecting with your spirit because of the blood of Jesus Christ that makes that union possible. That causes you to be a Christian. Anyone who doesn't have that reality in their life is not a Christian. It doesn't matter what we call ourselves. It doesn't matter what church we go to. None of that matters. The truth is, the whole concept of being reunited with the Father and fellowshipping with the Lord, that was made possible because of the blood of Christ and Him dying for our sins, and we took on His righteousness. And anyone who knows, when you got saved, which means when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you asked Him into your heart and you really saw your sinful nature and you really knew that you wanted Jesus. And so when that happens, the Bible says if you ask and invite Christ into your heart, He comes in by His Holy Spirit. But most of us would have to admit that we didn't have an instant change from the wicked things that were going on in our heart. If you were a liar, you were still a liar. If you learned to manipulate to get by, you were still manipulating. And the problem with the world when they look at the church is so few people have allowed the Holy Spirit to take you beyond the born-again experience into a place of sanctification where you let God now come in and do a work in you. And so that's what we've been dealing with, talking about, and that's what inner healing and deliverance is about. So that's exciting to me. But when I start seeing this, so the mind of Christ, if the Holy Spirit lives in you, you already know everything. That's pretty cool. Some of you already think you know everything in your carnal mind, but that's just your delusion. But because Christ lives in me, I can trust the discernment. In other words, when I hear something and there's a, oh yeah, yeah, this seems right, not because it's tickling my ears, but because there's a real depth to it, there's authority in it that makes me know this is of God, that's because he lives inside of me. And that's why the Bible says you need no man to teach you. You do need anointed people to help you learn, because God sent forth a fivefold ministry so that you can mature and grow and get set free. And so we all have the mind of Christ if you're born again in this place. But a lot of times we don't do anything with it. And the Bible says you're to renew your mind. That's your job. You're to renew your mind. And how do you do that? With the Word of God. You're to renew your mind by reading what the Word says. Now get a hold of this when we start looking at this reprobate thing that we've been dealing with. Okay, so what God is saying, and we've talked about this, this is really powerful. This Bible is the truth. And it's reprobate thinking. It's beyond carnal. It's reprobate thinking. When we think that we can decide what is truth in here and what isn't, as if God's not big enough to put the Bible together and put it on the planet and give it to his people. We don't understand that God is real, he's powerful, he's supernatural, and he can do anything he wants. So if he says that this is his word, then we have to believe. Who are we to decide what parts we believe and what parts we don't? And what I tell people is it's the reprobate mind in you that says, well, something in me doesn't agree with that. Well, you're right. Something in you probably doesn't. But the devil put that something there. And so to get free, the first decision you have to make as a free will agent, as someone given free will by God, the reason everyone isn't saved is real simple. You've been given free will. Plain and simple. Everyone's been given free will. And I think more people would find Christ if the church would mature and show the love of God and really reveal truth and get off our ego trip. And that would be the heart of God, that we would be changed so that people could see Christ and then they want him. I think if most people really saw Jesus and really saw the truth of the gospel and we got rid of all the reprobate thinking out there about the gospel, I really believe it would not be hard to see a harvest of souls, people wanting Christ. Why wouldn't you want him? Number one, he solves every problem. Number two, he gets rid of every sin. Actually, that's even better. He gets rid of every sin, and then he solves every problem, and then he gives us a life that's awesome. And so all the fear of living for God basically is reprobate. And Satan has done a really good number, and with all the different doctrines in the church, God's got to purify a people who go back to believing the pure word of God and get the logs out of their eyes so they can see it clearly. Because then it's really easy to know what's right and what's wrong. It's very easy to discern between reprobate and that which is of God. So the first thing that we've been talking about is you get a free will choice to believe this. You don't have to say, well, I'm not sure if I believe it. No. You get to choose tonight to believe it. Or you can choose to say, well, I don't believe all of it. But at least be honest enough to say, I don't believe that God's word is true. Or if you want to take it down more, you don't believe this is God's word. But then you're really in reprobate. And then you need to go to God and ask him to help you get free from your intellectualism or whatever it is that stops you. But the bottom line is, everything in here is true. Therefore, I don't have to sit and have political debates about things. Anything in science that's real is going to line up with the word of God. What the Lord's been showing me is when you get saved, you get the mind of Christ. Then if you truly sell out and you let the Holy Spirit work in you and you're not just going through the motions, but it's a real genuine work of the Holy Spirit, you will begin to see that you don't think like you used to think. What are you really doing? You are now making your mind, your soul, your natural mind and soul, your carnal mind and soul line up with God's word. And we talked about carnal mindedness way back when we started doing inner healing deliverance, and we're not going to get into all that, but carnal mindedness to me is the fallen man without the mind of Christ, but also without the demonic. And in that place is the battleground where the enemy tries to take your carnalness and take it to extremes of sin so that you can become reprobate. I believe the reprobate mind that the Bible talks about in 1 Romans that we've been looking at is a demonic mind that Satan has taken over in your thinking. And in that place, the Bible says God has to reject you. He has to reject that thinking. He has to reject that kind of understanding. Why? Reprobate goes against everything that's true. Carnal-mindedness, I think, fights with it. A carnal mind knows that sin is sin, but they will make excuses for why they can't help themselves. A reprobate mind won't even acknowledge it as sin anymore. Okay? Just one example, abortion. Everyone really knows that if it was just a mass of cells, you wouldn't have to go and flush it out of the mother to kill it, to get rid of it. Because the reprobate thinking is, well, it's just cells, it won't matter, it's not a baby yet. Well, then leave it alone and let's see. Why is this even an issue? If it's not a baby, let's just leave it alone and see. But what happens, carnal-mindedness, let's say you're a teenage girl and you're not married, and you find yourself pregnant because of sin and lust and issues in your past and whatever. Instead of running to God for forgiveness and crying out, watching God turn it around, you will take the carnal thought of, I've got to do something to get out of this. I don't want to ruin my life. And you will let that go over into reprobate thinking when Satan says, well, it's not even a baby. You know, it won't hurt anything. Do you see what I'm saying? And next thing, you're murdering your own baby, trying to justify it as okay. Now, there's forgiveness for all that. We've got tapes on it. This isn't about throwing stones. To God, sin is sin. Hell's hot. It doesn't matter which way you get in. But the bottom line is, it's time to mature enough to say, okay, I can understand the battle. There's a carnal mind that can either, think of it this way. A person who doesn't know the Lord can still see that abortion is murder, right? So even a carnal mind can see that abortion is murder. You don't have to have the mind of Christ to see that. Why? Because the carnal mind can just see, just in nature, certain things. But the reprobate mind goes so far as to convince people and to convince you that you're narrow-minded. There's something totally wrong. The whole idea of, and I'm just using this example, but the right... What do they call it? Choice. You had a choice before you got pregnant. And then to say a right to choose about something that's already been decided is reprobate. And I'm just showing you, but then what happens is when you begin to buy into reprobate because it's more convenient and it's about self, pretty soon you want everyone else to be in agreement with you. And then we begin to become a reprobate society. And I know it's not popular, but the same thing goes, you know, with homosexuality. I'm not against a person who's a homosexual. I'm against the spirit of homosexuality that's reprobate to what science shows. I mean, not even science, even the carnal mind knows that a husband, that a man and a woman are created in a certain way to make a family and to reproduce. It doesn't matter what label you put on it. That's why even people who aren't Christians are able to say, I don't care what anybody says, two women living in the same house are not married. I don't care what the Supreme Court says, because the carnal mind can see that that's not natural. But it's bad when you hate them and want to kill them instead of setting people free. You know, it's just that simple. And so reprobate, though, goes further to try to pervert the entire society and all of our thinking to make you seem wrong when you're right. To make you seem ridiculous. like narrow-minded. You're not narrow-minded. My thing is, there are people living together, and that's fornication, and that's a sin to God also, and it's that sin will take you to hell also. So if two people want to live together, why are you trying to call it marriage? You really can't even fornicate if you want to get into details, and I don't want to go there, but I'm just saying, why don't you just admit you have an issue with the opposite sex? Therefore, you're having some perverted relationship because you're so hurt. But when you begin to see, now, the reason that Christians should be totally against society voting for reprobate thinking in our country is because God has to judge a reprobate nation. So it's not that personally two people living in sin and want to call it marriage is going to affect me, or that I hate them or I'm scared of them. Actually, my heart goes out to them, because it would probably take me 20 minutes to get them free if they'd come and talk to me.